Hi, everyone. This is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt of an interview with Betty Coping. She spoke at our Lipedema and Keto Worldwide Summit in 2017. Betty has lipedema, and in this clip, she talked about how she learned about lipedema, and after many failed attempts to diet and lose weight, she decides to give keto a try.
I'm 65 this year, and I would probably say I've spent over 45 to 50 years trying to lose weight, trying just about every diet known to modern science, and getting so far and then failing and gaining more weight back every time I lost, it would come back and more would come. The smallest I ever was in my early 20s, I was like a size 12 top, except for my upper arms, and like a size 22 to 24 pant. And they just didn't really make a lot of clothes for somebody that shape in that particular time in history. And my mom tried very hard to sew things for me. But just to kind of give you an idea of the difficulty, I had a small waist, but within 6 inches of my waist, my hips changed to the point where basically there was my hips and then you almost went straight into my waist within like a 4 or 5 inch space upwards. Just about impossible to fit a pair of pants. And my thighs were always heavy, my knees were always heavy. So even though maybe there was a point where my hips were smaller and my waist was smaller, I couldn't get the pants on because they wouldn't come up over my knees or my thighs. And again, I lost weight with Weight Watchers and gained it back. I lost weight with other kinds of diet and gained it back to the point where I was tired of fighting with myself, if you can understand that. I just got to a point where, you know, I just said, I quit. Like, I'm just going to have to be this shape. And I always felt at war with myself. I had no self-confidence for a large part of my adult life. And I didn't think that I was lovable or that anybody around me could see past the fact that there was just, you know, here I was, this gigantic body. But I did get past some of that to the point where once I quit that mental attitude of fighting with myself all the time, I started to gain self-confidence and acceptance to a degree, but there's always that, you know, why can't I do this? You know, what's wrong with me? Why can't I lose weight? Why can't I, you know, get rid of some of this weight from the bottom half of my body? So in desperation, lying in bed one morning, it was a Sunday morning, I can remember that, a couple of years ago. I don't know what I typed in the search thing, but that was the first time that I ever came across the word lipedema or saw pictures or saw anything about it. So there I am, kind of not getting any better. My mobility is decreasing. I'm kind of wondering how this is all going to play out. And then last summer, when you had the 2016 Worldwide Summit and the speakers, I was out attending my nephew's wedding in Kelowna, but wanted to hear the things. So in the evening, back in the motel room, I was listening to the podcasts. And that was when I first heard about the ketogenic way of eating. And something about that clicked. There was just something about that that really resonated with me. And I went and I looked up, what is keto? And I went and you had posted the information sheet and Dr. Westman's eating program. Mm-hmm. And I went and I had a look at that and I thought, most of the vegetables and things that he listed there were things that I've already been eating because I've been gluten-free for a number of years now. You know, we have been trying a couple of different things. I have been pretty much sugar-free and gluten-free for at least 2 years. And I've never liked really eating a lot of fruit, but just about everything else has you eating a lot of fruit and vegetables. But, it doesn't even tell you you have to eat fruit. And it says the snack food you can have in puffs or bacon rinds. And that basically said, that sounds like something that's made for me. And I was going to visit a cousin to do some quilting She lives out in the area there. So when I went up to her place, it turns out that she and her husband have been eating the ketogenic way for a couple of years, probably 3 or 4 years now, because of health issues that he was having. And so I ate what they ate while I was there. And while there was some fruit and other vegetables and things involved in it, I kind of had gone and gotten the bacon rinds for snacks. But as soon as I got home, I was going to go 100% following Dr. Westman's program.
I hope you were inspired about Betty's story. Thanks for listening. And really, thank you also to you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or at lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.
Hi there, this is Catherine Sayo with a very quick and exciting announcement. Just to let you know, our 3-day event, Heart to Heart, is coming up March 31st, April 1 and 2. Make sure you don't miss it. We have speakers coming from all over the world and an amazing schedule for interaction with all of the community. It's going to be spectacular. Go to lipedema-simplified.org and be sure to click the link to get more information. And we'll see you there.